But of course I can run an elevator.
I was just asking.
And I told you. Well, here we are. All right, are you getting out?
I suppose so.
Suppose so. For 10 years, that's all I've heard. Where do you work? What do you do? Why don't you let me see
you?
Oh, I'm not angry. I'm just telling you. Come on, this way.
What a big basement.
You don't know the half of it. Like a whole city down here.
A person goes to a department store and doesn't know all this is underneath.
Say that again. Yes. What are they?
What are they? Furnaces?
Oil burning. Heat and air conditioning, the whole building up above. 20 stories.
But where is everybody?
Nothing but a watchman at this hour of the night. Everything's shut down.
Help!
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
What did you do that for?
I just wanted to hear my voice. It's like a big cave down here.
Yelling out like that. Won't you ever grow up?
Don't be angry on me.
All right, come on.
Here, Tommy. Down some more?
Yeah. Well, here we are.
Yes, but Arnie, the lights. Arnie, where are you?
Right here.
What's the matter?
Matter? Of course I can run an elevator.
Oh, why are you standing so close to me?
I'm your husband.
Oh, Arnie, don't be silly.
Anna, I'm going to tell you something.
Arnie, what's the matter with
Listen
you?
Listen to me for the last time.
Last time? Arnie, what's the matter with you?
Do you know that you can't get out of here?
What?
You can't get out of here.
Arnie, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Oh, Arnie. You haven't made a joke like that in years. The last time you tried to scare me was right after we were married. Remember? With that fur piece you made off was a dead animal that had gotten in the bedroom. You remember?
I remember. But of course I can run an elevator. Come along further, Anna.
Oh. Help!
What's the matter with you? Won't you ever grow up? You're not frightened, are you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm with you.
What could I do for you?
It's just being with you.
Yeah.
I keep thinking.
And what?
Maybe. Oh, honey, come on. Hold on to me.
Leave me alone.
No, try. I'll kill
you. I
will.
Go on. Don't stay here. I tell you, go on.
Please, listen to me.
You stay here with me. I wanted to kill you tonight, you hear me? I brought you down here to kill you.
Oh, Arnie, no, you're only
saying. I'm telling you the truth. I brought you down here to kill you.
No, Arnie, I'll stay with you.
Listen, please. I brought you down here to kill you. Now, that's the truth. Look at me and believe it because it's the truth. That's why I suddenly got so wonderful. I was sick and tired of you. I was sick and tired of living. So I brought you down here to kill you and then kill myself.
Arnie.
I deserve to die, but Irma, not you. You're so blasted good. I guess that's why I got tired of you. That's no reason for you to die. Irma, stop looking at me like that. You've got to get out. You've got to get out. Just don't look at me. Get going.
No, Arnie.
Why don't you say what you've always said to me all these years? Just as you say, Arnie. Just as you say. Oh, Irma, will you get out of here? Irma! You look, will you listen to me? Will you go? Now, do you want me to be a murderer? Do you want that? And I don't want to. You're such a good... You're too good for me. I was tired and I was crazy.
You feel droopy these days? Tired out oftener than you ought to be? Losing too much weight, perhaps? Well, if, as may be true of many people nowadays, you simply aren't getting enough vitamin B1 and iron from your food, if that's what's to blame, cheer up. Because ionized yeast tablets give you both vital substances in easy-to-take tablet form at a cost of but a few pennies a day. Men and women by the scores and hundreds who used to suffer from these deficiencies now thank the two-way help of ironized yeast tablets for glorious pep and strength and needed pounds regained. They tell how today they can really enjoy life again.